It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Happy Wednesday to you. I hope you're safe. I hope you are well. I hope you had a good Wednesday. If you didn't, damn it, Wednesday is almost over. Okay, how about that? We're moving towards Thursday. That's good, right? Progress is a good thing, good thing. I'll be here with you for the next hour. This show gets started every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. Thank you to super producer and host Ryan Hickey. He is in New York City. And thank you to Chris for helping out as well. And thank you to you for listening. Because if you're not here, there is no show. We talked about a lot so far. How about this? Thank you oh so much to our guest early on. Barrett Salee came through. Knows all things college football on Sirius XM. We talked about the trade deadline in the NFL. You got the Golden State Warriors and the Celtics going at it right now. I gave you a top six list of Super Bowl contenders. There's just so much that we've gotten into. We have so much more to do. You can always listen to the show on the free Odyssey app, your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate, Sirius XM channel 158. And if you got a smart speaker, ask the speaker, talk to the machine. Request that the machine, demand that it play the Infinity Sports Network. It's simple. It's easy. Not that difficult. You want to be a part of the show? It's simple. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We'll get to the phone lines in a second. Talk about the top six list in a moment. I did tell you tonight was supposed to be a big night. I guess there's still time in the NBA, I guess, maybe. The Golden State Warriors are in Boston. Why is this a game of significance? Well, this is their, you know, East-West. They only play each other twice. This is the Celtics' only visit to Boston. And this is Steve Kerr's only visit to Boston unless they go to the finals. And the fact is, just a few months ago in Paris, Celtics star Jason Tatum was tethered to the bench because Warriors coach, who also coaches Team USA basketball, Steve Kerr basically said, bro, we don't need you, even though he just won a championship. And so, of course, there are a lot of fans who are not happy with Steve Kerr benching their star in the Olympics, basically relegating him to a cheerleader. Well, right now, this moment, this second, Golden State leads Boston 64-55. And I thought Jason Tatum would go off, and I still think there's plenty of time. Jason Tatum, 11 points, 3 of 8 shooting. There's no Jaylen Brown. Jaylen Brown is out with a hip. And Tatum now has 11 points. Ugh. I don't know. Hickey, there's still time, right? He can drop like 30 points in the fourth quarter to help him win.
He can heat up very quickly. He can go on a 10-0 run by himself, but we also see the other way, right, with him. And shots don't fall, it can be an avalanche.
If they lose, if the Celtics lose the game and the Warriors win and Tatum has a bad game, if Steve Kerr wants to be a jerk, he just goes, that's why I didn't play him. He just come out and say that and see what the response is. That would be hilarious. I'd love it.
I bet you Draymond Green has a shirt packed right now, ready for the postgame if they win. Steve was right.
Steve was right. Oh, my God. The ultimate troll. Wow. Oh, man. Not going to happen, but it'd be nice if it did. I like beef. We need more beef. Everybody in the NBA, people get along too much, right?
Buddy-buddy.
Two friends. I like the fact that apparently Victor Wembanyama and Chet Holmgren don't like each other. It's like we can only have two skinny, tall guys in the NBA. They can only be one. I couldn't even tell you. Nobody likes Rudy Gobert, but that's not like a legitimate beef with anybody. There's no beef. Who hates each other? Nobody, right?
No one, unfortunately.
No, I'm trying to think. That guy, who tried to, is he even in the NBA anymore? I think I just saw him run across the screen. Who's the guy that tried to kill LeBron after he got an elbow? Whatever his name is.
Isaiah?
Stewart, yes.
Isaiah Stewart.
Yeah, he hates LeBron.
He hates everybody.
Yeah, he hates everybody. Yeah, Draymond hates everybody, but there's no real beefs I can even think of. We got to watch out for these two guys on the court. They hate each other. I don't know. There were Brandon Ingram and another guy. They share the same baby mother. I know they hate each other. That was great. Did you see that, Hickey?
We talked about it. I think you brought it up like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, yeah. He hit a shot over the other father. Like, how terrible is that? Yep. Like, that's something that you would think you'd see, like, on a real sidewalk game, like on a basketball court at the YMCA or something like that. You don't think you'd see that at an NBA game. But I think we had some, didn't we have something like that in the NFL? Kenny Vaccaro, his sister. Now I sound like Jerry Springer. Kenny Vaccaro's sister is married to Tyreek Hill. Yes.
That's right.
Yes. And there was another situation like this in the NFL where a defender, I don't know. I can't keep up, man. It's too much stuff going on out here. Internet is a wild place. These are things that I just read. I go, whoa, I didn't know that. I don't know if I wanted to know it, but I do now.
Well, Earl Thomas kept it in the family, if you recall, back in the day.
That's right. What happened with Earl Thomas? What happened with him?
It was him and his brother, I think.
Excuse me?
Yeah. So they kept it in the family.
Wait.
Him and his brother were, let's say, with a woman that they should not have been with. And Earl's, now I'm assuming at this point, ex-wife was not happy when she found out.
Oh. I thought you were saying him and his brother had kids with the same woman.
No. Well, I've not kept up with the story since. I guess you can't rule it completely out.
Oh, boy.
But, yeah, they were getting some trouble together.
The wife broke the phone or something. Did he put hands on his wife? Do I remember that? Am I missing something happened with Earl Thomas?
I thought she did. I feel like a pan is involved, maybe.
A pan? Better a pan than something sharp.
That's very true.
Oh, my God.
Spoke like a man who's been there.
Oh, my God. No. Hickey, nobody's ever come out after me with nothing.
Smart.
Nothing. No pans, no knives. I've never been attacked. Nobody's ever run after me and never been hit. I'm good out here, man. I'm good.
Minding your business pays off.
I'm trying to keep it that way, man. Oof. Get me the heebie-jeebies thinking about this. Damn. Hickey, I'm just going to lock myself in a closet for the rest of my life. Not deal with none of this stuff.
Sorry, guys. Can't go out on the weekend. Got to stay out of trouble.
Not at all. I don't want no Earl Thomas. I don't need none of this. NBA players hitting game-winning shots over there. I can't even think this stuff up. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. I did give you a top six list in the last break. We took a look at the, like, real Super Bowl contenders. Legitimate Super Bowl contenders. I gave you a top six list of teams that I think can really win a title. At number six, I gave you the Steelers. Sounds wild, but I think they are all experienced enough from a leadership perspective. Mike Tomlin down to Russell Wilson to do so. They've added Mike Williams if he has anything left in the tank. And then they've added Preston Smith on the opposite side of the defensive line from TJ Watt. I like him. At number five, I gave you the Bills. And number four, I gave you the 49ers as they await the return of Christian McCaffrey. And number three, I gave you the Baltimore Ravens. At number two, I gave you the Lions. At number one, what else is new? I gave you the 14-game winning streak, Kansas City Chiefs, who are trying to win their third consecutive Super Bowl. The first team that would have done this in the modern era, in the Super Bowl era. There you have it. Some teams that didn't make the list, I'm sorry, I don't think they're ready quite yet. I think the Commanders are still young. Jaden Daniels hasn't even been to the postseason. We know that he's likely to win Offensive Rookie of the Year. I think he'll go to the postseason and get punched out. If you continue on, I mean, I can look at some other teams, the Texans. I think some of their injuries to the wide receiver position hasn't done them well as they try to move forward. And the Packers, can Jordan Love stay healthy? Is he going to pull a groin or rip a knee? This guy's been busted up all year long. I don't think that bodes well for the Packers. I'm sorry about that. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Todd is here from Tampa, Florida. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Todd?
JR, let's get down to business, babe. Let me go around the horn real quick. Well, by the way, I've dated the prettiest girls in the world, and I never tried to get with nobody else when I was with them, so they all treated me good.
Hold on a second, Todd. Hold on one second. All right, Todd, go ahead. I'm prepared. Go ahead.
There you go. So that's the bottom line there. Anyways, that's on that. And let me say something about your list here, okay, before I get to my Buccaneers. The problem with all those teams is that all of them except Kansas City has won the big game, okay? And don't tell me Buffalo's going to do what they always do. They choke. Ravens going to do what they always do. They choke. Dallas going already doing what they always do and choking early. Okay, so the only teams that are really left, and the Detroit Lions, they never won nothing. They're going to choke. San Francisco can't beat Kansas City. That's another thing. By the way, Steph Curry put on a show in the Olympics like Larry Bird did when he put his finger up, didn't take his warm-off jacket, and hit the, and did the three-point thing and did that. Yeah, you better keep him up. If Steph Curry would, you'd be down 20. The Golden State might win it all again. Anyways, and way to go, Steph, in the Olympic Games. That was a marvelous shootout, display of shooting. And back to my Buccaneers. Only the Buccaneers can go to Kansas City, 7-0, go to the fourth quarter and score with 25 seconds left and not go for 2 points. What are you doing? And then last week on fourth down, we on our own 35 on 4th and 2, we'd run a fake punt on our own 35. Now, how about we go for it on 4th and for the 2 points against the 7-0 team that we can beat and we have beaten in the Super Bowl with their butt?
What is this man
and now
saying?
We go ahead and we don't go and we lose the game. We're 4-5 right now.
Saying?
Okay, we're the only team that can beat Kansas City. We had 4 sacks on Mahomes, and our 2 best wide receivers were out on the road in cold weather, and we still choked it away. Now wake up, Todd Bowles, and wake up. We got to win this week. We got to find a way to beat San Francisco and my dad's favorite player, GM John Lynch.
Well, thank you, Todd, for calling from Tampa. We appreciate you. That's what happens when you put your finger in a socket. Don't do it. Hickey, did you think he put you think he used a fork or a spoon?
Probably fork. I think it got pretty deep in there.
This guy, oh man. He's like, he got extra electrons running through his body. I don't know.
He was speaking so fast and so loud, he could not even hear a word you were saying.
Good. I didn't want him to. That's good. I didn't want him to. Thank you for calling from Tampa. What's his name? Todd?
Todd.
Yeah, thank you, Todd. We appreciate you. 855-212-4227. Mac is here from Buffalo. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR. I haven't been able to talk to you in a very, very long time because Buffalo, New York just loves their Sabres. And so they play the Sabres even when they have the away games. No offense, love hockey. And I want to say something funny. I heard you muttering about Todd. So that was very interesting. You had me laughing because I could hear you just barely. But I have two. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm letting you talk.
Okay. Thank you, sir. I'm really good. I missed you. But anyway, I have two issues. I think Buffalo Bills have a really good shot if they can do well with that game on the 17th of November against the Chiefs. So I'm really looking forward to that game. The other ones as well, but that will really do the tell. And I think in regards to choking, I believe the Ravens are worse than Buffalo. There's something about Lamar that he just, I don't know if he has a good sports psychologist or what, but he always just seems to choke sometimes, and that's disappointing. My last question that you may be able to help me with, I'm looking for some opinions about European football, soccer, the issue between CR7, Cristiano, and Messi. Who do you think is better between them, and who do you think has the best chance? It may not be either of them for the Ballon d'Or.
I find Ballon d'Or, I think them days are over. And for people who are not familiar, the Ballon d'Or goes out to the best soccer player in the world, reportedly. A lot of politics involved. I would favor Messi given his size. Ronaldo is built like a truck, a tank. And Messi is no bigger than, what, 5'5", 5'6"? So I would go ahead and give that to Messi. And when it comes down, Mac, and thank you so much for calling from Buffalo. When it comes down to the Buffalo Bills and the Ravens, I'm not putting them in different categories. I'm not. They're two good teams that we have watched for the past several seasons that don't win the big one. That's just what it is. Eventually, one of them has to. Just let's really think about the odds. Is it this year? Is it next year? Is it 2 years from now? Like, Kansas City just can't win every single year. Somebody else has to, like, grab the bull by the horns in the AFC. We saw the Cincinnati Bengals. They were able to do it. But since Tom Brady has stepped away, you know, and he's been long gone now from the AFC, this has been my home city, man. I'm not mad. I enjoy watching them play. Like, yeah, I think they're easy to root for. Unless you're sick of, I don't know, what's her name? Taylor Swift. I ain't got no problem with them. Or maybe you're sick of Hickey, how does Patrick Mahomes get up in the morning knowing that everybody hates his family?
Seems like just well. I mean, it's not impacted him on the field whatsoever.
Oh, my God.
He looks pretty happy.
Dad is on probation, right?
Dad's on probation. His wife has been, you know, the ire of, well, his wife and brother have been the ire of many in the public. Yeah.
He just gets up and goes to work. He's like, I'm good. I got this. Teflon. Good for him. 855-212-4227. Kevin is here from Baltimore. What's up, Kevin?
What's going on, JR? How are you?
Excellent. Thank you.
Appreciate the call, man. I'm not sure why the people in Buffalo are calling on my Ravens. If I remember correctly, the biggest choke artist of that game was Josh Allen. I mean, 35-10. Y'all ain't even in our category. I can appreciate people respecting what they've done. But as far as the Baltimore Ravens, I mean, listen, we got two Super Bowls, relatively decent time frames. We didn't play so well last year. But you got to admit, the way Lamar's playing, we stand one of the best chances of going to the Super Bowl currently. How you feel about that, JR?
Yeah, I got the Ravens at number three on my list of Super Bowl contenders. Yeah, no doubt about it. You got to hit rewind on the free Odyssey app, Kevin. Yeah, we bigged up the Ravens. Bigged them up.
Yeah, I think I was just more putting it out there for the nation than you, sir. But, you know, tell them it's all good.
All right, I like it. I like when people from Baltimore beef with people in Buffalo and people in Buffalo beef with people in Baltimore. I'm here for it. Thank you, Kevin.
Yep, very easy money, JR.
Oh, damn. Okay. Well, be nice. I love Buffalo like I love Baltimore. Thank you, Kevin.
Have a good evening.
You as well. We always, people from Buffalo and Baltimore always end up fighting on this show. You're both second place, okay? Get over it. Wait until somebody wins to do something. Until then, you're both a kiss in the ass of Patrick Mahomes. That's just the reality of it. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, I'm going to get some more of your calls and get your thoughts on what's going on. I'll give you an update. Maybe Jason Tatum woke up and decided to go at Steve Kerr. Maybe he gave him a dirty glance or something. I have no idea. We are going to find out.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Yeah, I feel like I'm hanging out with Snoop Dogg right now. Yeah, this is cool. I like this. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. What a busy day. You know, I don't want to say lost amongst everything that's going on in the world of sports, lost amongst everything that we've discussed. It was only last week. A week ago, exactly, the World Series ended. And damn it, you blink and boom, Friday. Parade, right? And Shohei Ohtani has already had shoulder surgery. And now we're already running around with GM meetings. People are complaining about what they did and didn't do. Hello, Brian Cashman, New York Yankees. And then we also got free agents. And there is no bigger free agent than Juan Soto of the New York Yankees. Helped get them to the World Series, just hit a career high, 41 home runs. A great combo in front of Aaron Judge in the regular season when Aaron Judge knew how to hit a baseball. And Juan Soto, when asked about his pending free agency when the season ended for the Yankees, he's just like, hey, I'm here for all 30 teams. Damn. Didn't say I want to be a Yankee. Didn't want to say I want to do this. No, he's just like, I'm here for everybody. I'm listening to everybody. I'm like, damn. Gotta hurt if you like the Yankees, right? He's like, damn, you're just going to go wherever. Who's going to pay him the most? Is it going to be the Mets? $600 million. Is it going to be the Yankees? $600 million. We have no idea. His agent spoke today. Scott Boras. Now, more recently, Scott Boras hasn't necessarily got his clients the best of deals. Got guys all over the place who've been looking for money. Didn't see that money come through. Had to settle for deals. Is this going to be the same thing for Juan Soto? I don't know. I think Juan Soto's going to get whatever the hell he's asking for. A matter of fact, Scott Boras says, Juan Soto, he's going to take his time in free agency. He ain't just jumping at the first thing that comes his way.
Due to the volume of interest and Juan's desire to hear, I can't put a time frame on it, but it's going to be a very thorough process for him because he wants to meet people personally. He wants to talk with them. And he wants to hear from them.
Okay. All right. I guess it would be a very thorough process. You can't do all this in a week. How much time do you need to talk to the Yankees? Talk to them. You know what the hell is going on, right? You live in New York, you lived in the West, you've lived in, you know, D.C. Who else is going to ask for you? The Toronto Blue Jays? Come on. Not that difficult. He knows the landscape. I think most people, you think about these things. Come on. And Scott Boras was even asked about the New York Mets. Are the New York Mets going to try to get Soto? I think we know the answer is yes. Come on now.
Well, I think, again, it's where Juan is open to. He said it when he...
Well, not just Juan, but broad-based.
Well, I think the Mets are obviously trying to get to their goal, which is winning a world championship. And I think they've been very clear about pursuing this aggressively.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you think? Don't you think? I think the New York Mets were pleasantly surprised at what they just did this season. Come on now. Scott Boras thinking about how long this contract can be for a guy. And this is nuts to really think about. This guy's been in Major League Baseball since he was 19 years old. Juan Soto just turned 26 years old. He just turned 26. Is he going to get a 10-year deal? Is he going to get a 12-year deal? How long is he going to play? How long can he be good? This is what Boras had to say about the length of a potential contract.
Well, I think the fact that when you have something that no one else has in the player community, in the talent arena, you have the jewel, you have the Mona Lisa of the museum, you have the attraction. You also have somebody that allows for owners to win repeatedly, and yet he has literally 15 years more of his prime to offer.
Oh, my God. Yeah, he's going to be around. Just pay him. Scott Boras just wants his commission. He has, let's say he has more kids to put through college. I don't know how much more money this guy needs. Maybe he needs one more feather in his cap because we're going to blink and he's just going to be the old agent. I think he's probably going to be the last big contract Scott Boras has for somebody. His past couple seasons haven't been all that great. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Leo is calling from Madison. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Leo?
Hey, JR. Thanks for taking my call. How are you doing today?
I'm excellent. Thank you for asking.
Well, I wanted to ask you about the NFC North. I want to get your opinion on who you think the best quarterback in the North is this year.
Have you seen what Goff has been doing? He's been one of the most efficient quarterbacks in the entire NFL. He's got a team positioned to go to the Super Bowl or at least compete for an NFC title. His efficiency is through the roof. I mean, but if Lamar Jackson did not exist, I think it would be very easy to take a look at Jared Goff and just go, hey, this is the guy right here who's going to win MVP.
You think Love can turn around his struggles with interceptions?
Yeah. He hasn't been healthy.
He's playing hurt all year.
I mean, can he turn things around? Yeah, we saw what he did to end last season. He ended up being one of the hottest QBs in the entire NFL. This year, he's just been hurt. Am I scared or worried about Jordan Love and what he's capable of doing or not capable of? No, I'm not concerned about that. I'd be more concerned with his injuries and his health. He's been busted up since they played football in Brazil with a sprained knee. Look, if he's healthy enough to go out there and play, I wouldn't be concerned. But if you're asking about the best QB in the NFC North right now, without a shadow of a doubt, it's Goff.
All right. Thanks for your opinion, JR. Have a good night.
No doubt, Leo. Thank you for calling for Madison. And look, anybody who has an opposite opinion than that right now today, man, they ain't telling you the truth. That's as close to as fact as possible. Yes, my opinion. How am I gonna say that Jordan Love is better than Goff right now? How am I gonna say that Caleb is better than Goff right now? How am I gonna say that Sam Darnold is better than Goff right now? There are very few quarterbacks outside of the NFC North and the entire NFL who are playing better than him. This guy's hitting every target to Amon-Ra St. Brown. He's a man on fire. 855-212-4227. Eli is calling from Baltimore. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Eli?
Hey.
Hello.
I want to talk about that top six list. Why aren't the Eagles on that list?
Because I don't trust their head coach, Nick Sirianni. I like the Eagles. I think the Eagles are winners. I think the Eagles would be better if they had a coach who wouldn't cry during the national anthem and make dumb decisions and say stupid things in a press conference.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but A.J. Brown has been great, and the last game that they lost with him full game was probably Seattle last year.
Well, it'd be great if A.J. Brown was coaching the team, but he's not. He can only catch the balls.
I guess.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Eli. You're a genius, man. How old are you?
I'm 12.
You're 12? Man, make sure you get all that money when you grow up, okay? Be a nice person, too, okay?
Thanks.
All right, thank you, Eli, for calling from Baltimore. We don't need no more you-know-whats out in the world. We need more good people like Eli, like he's going to be. Right, Marco Belletti, right?
Damn right.
We need more of them. Shout-outs to Eli. Very good, very loquacious 12-year-old. Good luck, Eli, whatever the hell you want to do in life. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Phone lines are still open if you want to give me a holler before we roll out. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Of course, we're going to roll into a few things that took place this day in sports history in our last break.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
The JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. What a show we've had. A fun one. What else is new? I try to have fun here. Try. Thank you to Barrett Salee for joining us to talk college football. College football playoff rankings. We found out that Bryce Young is going to start again for the Carolina Panthers. Good for him. He's going to take on the New York Giants in Germany. Yeah, we're sending out our best overseas, okay? Yeah, this is the finest American export that we got, the Panthers and the New York Giants. This should be a lot of fun. A matter of fact, let's take a listen to the head coach of the Carolina Panthers, Dave Canales. He gave this grand announcement that Bryce Young is going to be in Germany to throw two interceptions like he does here in America. Listen to this.
Bryce will be starting this week. This is about the progress from 1 week to the next. And then I preach finish. I talk about finish all the time. You know, that's finish everything. Finish plays, drives, quarters, halves, finish games. You did a fantastic job of finishing that game the right way, finding a way to win, you know, and and really battling that way. So I was really proud of Bryce for that, and you know, just took all the information in and wanted to give him another opportunity to get out there face the Giants this week in Germany.
Yeah, Bryce Young is 3-17 as a starter. Now he could be 0-1 in Europe. Good for him. 855-212-4227. Jackson is calling from Washington, D.C. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Jackson?
Hey, JR.
You okay? You all right?
I mean, this is my first time, and I listen to you every day, so okay. I'm a little nervous.
No, it's okay. Ain't no need to. It's just me and you. What the hell are you nervous for? Come on now. What's up?
So I wanted to talk to you about who you think's going to do better. So in my fantasy matchup, I'm debating to start DeAndre Hopkins or Keon Coleman. I think I should probably go DeAndre Hopkins because obviously he had that big week last week, so he's probably the better option.
You're talking about for this upcoming weekend?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, here's the deal. Keon Coleman has to share the ball with some of the other wideouts. He's also not as he's not big play. We know DeAndre Hopkins, the guy just had two touchdowns the other day. You think about the Kansas City Chiefs, you know, as they continue to move forward, they have Denver next up on their ledger. I think you might be a little bit more sure of a thing. Now, Denver does have a great passing defense. They have great cornerbacks and guys like Sertan. It's tricky. That's a toss-up, man. Is there some money on the line for you on this one?
There's not money, but it's like a bad punishment. And if I win this week, I should be able to get clinch playoffs.
Okay, well, when you say bad punishment, what the heck does that mean?
So I'm in high school, so the punishments are a little crazy. So for us, it's dog cage, so the loser has to go in a dog cage, and everyone gets to throw, like, condiments like ketchup and maple syrup on it.
What?
Yeah.
Where do you do this at? In somebody's backyard or at school?
Oh, at someone's house, not at school.
Whose house is this?
I don't know. Whoever's willing to do it.
Oh, my goodness. Hold on a second. Don't go anywhere. I'm going to try to get you a second opinion. Hickey, if this guy gets ketchup and condiments thrown on him, I need some help to blame you. What do you think?
Well, I feel like that's fitting then for Keon Coleman. That's what I would go with. Colts secondary, firsthand, stinks.
That's right. That's right. They got the cult. That's right. Yeah, you might be better off with Keon because they'll probably put the clamps. DeAndre Hopkins might have one or two big plays, but they're going to throw Sertan on him. So it's going to be tough.
All right. Thank you.
Good luck, man. Hopefully you don't end up in a dog cage with maple syrup on you, okay?
Have a nice night.
You as well, Jackson. Thank you for calling from our nation's capital. Oh, wow. There's a lot of interesting things going on in our nation's capital. Hickey, how about that?
Just add to the list. probably right there takes the cherry on top.
I'm saying, what happens if you lose your fantasy? Well, you got to get in a dog cage. Hickey, I didn't know what he was getting ready to say. He's like, oh, you get in a dog cage, and then what? You get condiments thrown on you. Okay.
Some sick friends right there.
And he's like, where? Somebody's house. Whose house? Where are the parents at? Like, I don't know. The parents are looking out the window going, oh, that's just normal. Let me keep on washing the dishes. You know, let me change the light bulbs and just let them be. Boys will be boys outside. Okay. You know, out of all the interesting things I think I've seen or witnessed as a kid, I don't think I was ever in high school and someone said, yeah, the loser gets in a dog cage and gets embarrassed. That got to be a big-ass cage, man.
What would you do if your son came home one day and it's like, hey, Dad, a couple friends are coming over. We're going to put Johnny in the dog cage and throw stuff at him.
Hickey, if I ever heard anything like that said to me, I knew I failed in life as a father, okay? I'd be damned if my kid ever comes and tells me that. Hey, Dad, can my friends come over? Yeah, sure. For what? You know, do you even have to ask for what? You would assume if your kid's friends are coming over, they're going to play video games and I don't know. What else is there to do, right? Not going to study. Who studies?
Play in the backyard. Maybe if you want to get crazy, ride some bikes.
Yeah.
Whatever. Normal kid stuff.
Not, hey, can my friends come over? Yeah, sure. They got to be out of here by 10 and And they're here, and I'm expecting them to play, I don't know, Call of Duty or whatever kids play, and they're just playing in a dog age? No, thank you.
Or imagine it's the opposite. Imagine your son was a loser, and he goes, hey, I'm going to go over to my friend's house. Comes back home an hour later.
Listen, if I come home and see my own kid in a dog cage, oh, my God. I'm a failure at life, then, am I? Am I? I had to listen to this earlier today. Someone said, hey, if you, I want to leave the women at Magic City alone, Hickey. I'll just,
Should I keep it moving?
Yeah, I think, no, you know what? Why not? I heard someone make the joke, hey, you want to keep your daughter off the pole, right? You want to keep her off the pole. And if your daughter's on the pole, then God bless her. She's getting money, but she got there somehow, some way, whatever. You got to do what you got to do. If I saw my boy in a dog cage, I would just have to go, you know what? I don't even know. You just got to shrug your shoulders and you just got to have a conversation after. What the hell are you doing in a cage? You can't even yell at his friends. You can't yell at the friends and just go, get my boy out. You can't do that. You just got to look and then talk to your kid after and be like, why are you in a cage? You're a loser. And I'm a loser for letting you be in a cage. What are you doing? What type of world is this? Hey, listen, folks, here's some JR wisdom. Keep your kids out of cages and off of poles. Having said that, it's time to wrap the show up with something that took place this day in sports history.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for this day in sports history.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything. And it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
Yeah, keep your kids off the pole and keep the kids out of cage, okay? And they should have never took the Browns out of Cleveland. But if they didn't, we wouldn't have the Ravens. This sucks. This day, 1995. Art Modell, he told everybody, hey, the Browns, a team that's been here since, I don't know, the 50s, the team that I bought in 1961, I'm moving them to Baltimore. This is from CNN.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a signed contract in hand. The Browns are indeed coming to Baltimore.
The city of Baltimore rejoiced Monday as Cleveland Browns owner Art Modell announced his intention to move the storied Browns franchise to Baltimore.
This has been a very, very tough road for my family and for me. I leave Cleveland, Ohio, 35 years, and leave my heart, a good part of my heart and soul there. I can never forget the kindness of the people of Cleveland. The fans that supported the Browns for years. But frankly, it came down to a simple proposition. I had no choice.
Look, they always making up some dumbass excuses, right? Ultimately, the Browns didn't move. Everybody and their mother was suing. They were basically just kind of frozen as a franchise. They came back in 1999. And then the Ravens, well, it didn't take long for the Ravens to pick up their first Super Bowl victory not too long after arriving in 2001. Beat the living hell out of the Giants. Since then, the Browns, I don't know. They have Deshaun. Oh, that's not positive. I was just... Hickey, say something positive about the Browns. Help.
They have some good uniforms, like their midfield logo.
The elf?
The elf is cool.
They're better off putting a dog, like a dog face. Don't they got a dog face logo? Put the dog face logo midfield.
That would also look pretty cool.
Yeah, that dumbass helmet in the center field, midfield, that is bad.
Agreed.
Not good. Hey, let's see. What the hell is Tatum doing before we leave? He's stinking a joint up. Hickey, this game is amazing. People I gave the tickets to are like, oh, this is an amazing game. I can't wait to go back.
And if you went, it would have been a 40-point blowout. I think it's always how it goes.
Hickey, I've been to so many of these games, I think I'll be okay. Let somebody else enjoy it for once, right? I'll be okay.
Great guy, JR. That's where you are.
I try. Let's see. Tatum, hurry up. What is he doing? 30 points, Hickey. There you go. But they're losing. Bunch of losers. Anyway, we'll be back tomorrow. We're a bunch of winners. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. Thank you so much to Hickey. And thank you so much to Chris. And don't move. Bart Winkler coming up next here on the Infinity Sports Network. JR Sport Brief Show done. Hit rewind on the Odyssey app if you missed anything.